Technicians Avi Murray, Akamit Israel Pinchas, and Technicians Danielle Shane, and Yeshua Farah. Okay, where are we up to? We did 11. We do 11 yet? Let's start with 11. Let's start with 11. Tain divrei machlokas tanoim regarding itzitzus ma'akev zeh zeh. So we had a machlokas whether the chutei itzitzus of ma'akev zeh zeh. And earlier you said it meant that if you have, instead of four strings, you have two strings, right? So did you at least get a partial mitzvah or did you get any mitzvah at all? So then we said the Malbim and the Arts of Sachaim on page 21, because well first we said the machlokas. So Mara wants to say, well, what would be a nafkamina? On page 4, the Gemara says, "Arba tzitzis machuzuzu, shabrasha mitzvah achas, may binayim, and Rav Yosef saw the tzitzis he could binayim." Rashi, my benayim mikom mokum bein mar bein dal tzitzis. So then the pishnam tzitzis b'tcheilas d'armo. He could be now a tana kamadom mitzvah achasein. He'll take ichosis. So then tzitzis echad like a mitzvah. In other words, what if you have a linen garment? What if you have a linen garment and you only have two strings, two that become four instead of four that become eight. So if you hold it's not a mitzvah, so then you violate a Shabbos because the tchelis is tzemer, and you didn't do the mitzvah. This is makiv zedzeh. But if not makiv zedzeh, you did the mitzvah. At least partially. Tarkam dom mitzvah achas hein hilchat yichaser sadin tzitzis echad like a mitzvah v'halu in a kolayim v'mishmuel lo havi kolayim da sholosh and sharu sholosh mitzvah hein. Because according to Mishmuel, you did get a mitzvah. According to the opinion that it's machiv zedzeh, you got nothing because you only put two strings and that'll be Shabbos. And the other nafkamina, the Gemara says, balas chomish. In other words, he took a four-cornered garment, and then he sliced one of the corners to make it now five. Shechotach me'ker nechem balachsav hava b'shnei karnayim. So according to the Tanakham, it's mitzvah achas same, so it's four. It's a mitzvah achas. So therefore, if there's a sheet that holds that even a garment that has five, in the chayv and tzitzis in the four corners of the five. Mitzvah tzitzis of dal kafos. So if you would put it for the Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Arba, Mitzvahs, Ki Rabbi Rachmana, Balas, Hamesh, Namil Hatil Kulu. In other words, the question is, when the Torah was Marbe, even a bag out of five kanfos. So according to the Shidas, Mitzvahachas means, if you have five kanfos, you put four in four corners of the five kanfos. But if it's that's a mitzvah, but if it's each one is a mitzvah of neatzma, so then you would put five times, so you put five. Even in the fifth quarter, you put another tzitzis. So those are the two nafkamidas. What if you only had negative sudden? So we say but it's only if you're doing the mitzvah. So if you only had three, you had less strings, you weren't doing the mitzvah, then you did an avera, but you don't say esedokalosas. The other nafkamidas, if you have five katfos, so if it's one mitzvah, it's one mitzvah to have four. So then you put a four and a five in your kayev. But according to the sheet, each one is a mitzvah for the atzmo, then you have to put it on the fifth. Was with the Torah's Marb. The question is, what's problem with the Torah's Marb at Begin of Arba of Chamesh Kamfos? Is it Marb to put it in all the Kamfos, or is it only Marb in the. In the fifth, is it marbet only for the four, or is it even marbet to put in all five? But the mal, so that's the machlokes. Now, question 12, is the malbim. Malbim on page 21 in packet Aleph, he says, Mashakasu, my benaiben, Tanakama, and who's a milo omar, the nachmina, ain't the rakim with tzitzis. What does that mean? Gimel says Gimel, three strings. In Tzorach Lasosu Bebegin, in Yivarach Lein. Rabbi Yehuda Yivarach, Latanakam Lo Yivarach. But if you only have three strings, would you put? So if you hold it's mitzvah achas, so you have nothing. Three strings. If it's a mitzvah for the atzma, then put three strings in. So why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? Wouldn't that be the most pashut nafkamina? If the four strings, each one is a mitzvah for the atzma, so if you only have three out of the four, so put three in the four. And if you hold it's mitzvah achas, then it's one unit. So either you have everything or you have nothing. Yeah. No, you're tying the regular knots. You just have three strings instead of four strings. But you still tie the same knots. But why did the Gemara give that as an afkamina? Right, so that's the question. Why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? In other words, again, we have a question whether tzitzis is four mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? I mean, the Lashon HaGemara here was arba tzitzis machu zuzu. Because it's one mitzvahas, or is it four mitzvahs? So the Gemara gave two nafkaminas. One is the Shatnas case, and one is the five. Why does the Gemara give a nafkamina? What if you only have three out of the four tzitzis? So if it's one mitzvah, it's one mitzvah of four. And if you don't have it all, you have nothing. And the other sheet says that it's everyone is a separate mitzvah. So if you have three and you don't have four, so at least put on the three. And why did that would have been the most simple nafkamina? So he says, "Yinei Mashkos of my binai ben Tanakam on page 21. Mashkos of my binai ben Tanakam. Amay lo hamar the nafkamina be'ein lo rak gimel tzitzis. In tzarach lasos of beged b'mivarach aleim. Rabbi Yehuda mivarach lo Tanakam lo yivarach. Ach l'shitas harash shroys lo kashmid. The gam Rabbi Yehuda also lo bosh beged b'shem haknaf hadal and shachos mitzvasa." He says, because even according to the Shita, that it's what? It's four separate mitzvahs. You're not allowed to wear the begad. So, is he saying four strings or just saying three of the four? But it would be Baltigra. So it could be that either way, it's you wouldn't be able to. In other words, if you hold it's one mitzvah. So then if you only if you don't have all the tzitzis, then it's going to be no good. But if you hold it's three separate mitzvahs, of course it should be okay. But you won't be able to do it anyway because it's Baal Tigra. Because in other words, you might do three, but the mitzvahs to do four, and you did three. So isn't that about even though the mitzvahs are each one is a mitzvah of the atzma, but if you put three, he says, and then you won't be able to wear it in the street on Shabbos.
It seems to me that he must be talking about the number of corners that you're mitzayetz. Because there's no mention of how many strings there's supposed to be in any
place,
any discussion.
Right. Yeah. But that's only if it's a Chovas Gavra. So if it's a Chovas Talis, so then maybe there is an Afkamin. Because when you violate Baal Tigra, if it was a Chovas Talis, and you're not wearing the Talis, but you're just putting less strings on, would it still be usher to? So if you, in other words, it could be that if it's a Chovas Talis, so then according to the Shita, that if you only have three, then you'd put it in three. And there wouldn't be Baal Tigra on the Talis. The Baal Tigra on the Torah is only a din of the Gavra. So if you hold it to din in the Gavra, so then you could say that even if it's Arba Mitzvahs with the Atzman, it would still be usher to do three out of the four,
why should that be different? If there's a mitzvah to put four tzitzis on your talis in your drawer, and you didn't, and you only put three, so that could be Baal Tigra, no?
That could be Baal Tigra also. Yeah, one second. The government ruled the also lubos have begim shum a kanaf hadal shechosim mitzvaso. The world, the chovas gavrim, the chovas tal dayin and the amu. Right. So then he says your thing. He says kushes who yeshul tars the government yishmoel over al bil tigra sheino sedal tzitzis. Right. So then he says, like you. But either way, it would be Baal Tigra according to both opinions. If you don't put, even if you hold that the mitzvahs are, each mitzvah is a mitzvah of the atzma. So that's what he says in question 12. Techi dusho shel artzos achayim v'nogei l'machlokes hanal v'tzitzis v'nogei l'Baal Tigra. So First, he thought that it's a nafkamida whether there's Baal Tigur or not. For first, he says, my law man nafkamida in Tzarech Lasosu Bebegit in Yivarach Aleyah. Rabbi Shmuel Yivarach, Tanakam Alo Yivarach. But could you make a bracha? That was the first thing. He said, why don't you make... Okay. Now we're up to question 13. Tein divrei Orchas Chaim be'inyan halovish kamen v'godim.
What was the
nafkamina?
What's the
shita? Orchas Chaim that nafkamina? There's a focus in the Gemara Tanakam and Rabbi Yishmael, right? Right? But whether the mitzvah, this is four mitzvahs or one mitzvah. So if it's, and the Gemara gave two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is whether for Shabbos, if you would wear a beged sadin and you put a tchelis on, which is wool, and you would only do, you wouldn't do all the tzitzis, right? Would you violate Shabbos, because the only reason you can put Shabbos is because say do halos say. But here we don't say say do halos say because you didn't get the full mitzvah. And the other nafkamina is five corners. See, are you supposed to put tzitzis five, or because each one is a separate mitzvah, or do we say no? You only put four out of five because the mitzvah is one mitzvah to put four. And so then he has a question: why can't there be enough kamina if you only have what four, two quarters? That's what Rav Aaron. So that's what I was wondering: whether that enough kamina is the three string. And what this machlokas arba tzitzios matan zuzu? Is it talking about? Is it going on the strings or going on the corners? The push-up shot in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Arba tzitzios ma'akvu zu zu.
I think it means the corners.
You think it means the corners?
Yeah. We don't have a discussion yet of how you make the tzitz.
Arba tzitzios ma'akvu zu zu, sharbasa mitzvahachas. So let's assume like you that's the corners. Okay, let's assume the corners. And then the machlo. So then the Malbim asked the question, why don't you give a machlo, nafkamina, whether you can make a bracha on three? Because if you hold it, you have a mitzvah. It's not makhev zuzu. So you make a bracha, and according to the other pit, you shouldn't. How come that's not mentioned as a nafkamina? So he says, because that wouldn't be allowed into any opinion, because that would be about Tigra, so you couldn't make a bracha anyway, because you're violating an issur.
But if each corner is a separate mitzvah, then when you make the bracha on that mitzvah, you're making a bracha on a whole mitzvah,
right? But the question is it still Bal Tigra?
It would seem to say that four.
That was the Malbim's question. That was what the Malbim thought, like what you were saying. That was his kasha. How come the Gemara doesn't give that as enough kamina? So he writes, kasha, the gamla Rabbi Shmuel, who also lulbosh habegim mishum haknaf hadalat shechiser mitzvaso. Chovas Gavra, who, so then he wants to say it's Chovas Gavra, but then he says no. The Gavra Yishmael over on Bal Tigra. So it's Bal Tigra.
This is a little strange, because if each mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, does that mean that there's another fifth mitzvah, like a super mitzvah, that has to be a shlemus, and then if not, so it's lo sigra?
Well, everyone agrees, Chora, that you have to really put him on everything. That's really the mitzvah. But the question is, if you only put it on part, do you get any key in mitzvah at all?
In what category is that? Is that a category? I mean, because the litmus test is the bracha. If it's not a mitzvah, then you can't make the bracha. If it is a mitzvah, then you should be able to make the bracha. No?
Right. You should be able to make the bracha. I mean, the two nafkaminas in the Gemara were the tzadim b'tzitzis, the balas chamesh.
If it's chamesh, it doesn't seem to be. I don't understand that either. Because if it's chamesh,
well, since there's an article there, let's see how he says over there.
If it's chamesh,
in
it's
Hebrew and English, in the Lamb Zion of the basement office.
If it's a beged of chamesh, it's not a beged of chayav b'chlal. It's not in the parsha.
Right. No, but the Gemara is marpe, even a beged of chamesh. Look, Rashi says, "Yodmi bruy asher techasibah." The marpe beged shol chamesh. So the question: what's that riboy? Is that riboy to put five on five? Or is it to put four on five? So it says if it's everyone is a mitzvah for the atzma, so every corner is a mitzvah for the atzma. So if we're bar 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 chamesh or mar bar, even to put on the fifth. But if it's
a beged of chamesh is chayev according to this?
Yeah, a beged of chamesh is chayev. What is the chiyuv? That's the Gemara's. If you look here on page four, take a look. Balas Chamesh and Rashi. Even Rashi says Balas Chamesh on page 4. Shachatach mikeren ha'echad balachson havu ba shnei karnayim. I just want to see how he... Do you see where he says it? Yeah. No, then in the article we just looked up in the article, he says we confirmed like for Byron that it's referring to the corners, not the streets. In the article here, English, he confirms like you. So I just wanted to confirm. Right. You know, the regular tzitzis, but only on. Right. But then there's a din of the Bar Chamesh, and what was the rebirth of Chamesh? So the Gemara has two nafkaminas. One is if you have a linen garment and you put tzitzis of the linen garment on three of the out of the four, so it's shatnez. But normally I say dechol lo sasa. So if you hold like Tadakama, they're Ma'akim Zed Zed. So then you didn't get a mitzvah, and therefore you violated Shabbos. If you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, you got a mitzvah, so you're not Machav Shabbos. So the problem is Akasha. Why does it have to give such a fancy nafkamina? Why does it just say nafkamina? Well, if you put on three out of the four, whether you can make a bracha or whether you could, yeah. So he says, yeah. Well, what if you only have three quarters worth of tzitzis? Is it a waste of time to put on the three? Or so the sheet just says Rabbi Shmuel, Tamakam is Ma'akif, so it's a waste of time. And you can't make a bracha. Rabbi Shmuel says you can. So why come the Gemara doesn't give that as an afkamina? That's what he asks. Achlashitas Harash Troyes. So you're asking Lachara should be Pasha that should be allowed. It shouldn't be Bal Tigra. Because each one is a mitzvah of Neatzma. But he's assuming what's but he's saying that way, saying that it would be Bal Tigra. And then the question is, could you wear this in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? Could you wear a beged that has three out of the four? So he says, he's saying it's a baltigra, and then it's a masa. But you're asking. Aaron, you're asking that it shouldn't be Bal Tigra. Each one is a separate mitzvah.
Maybe he doesn't really mean that it's a. The mitzvah is Arba Kantos. That's the mitzvah. You do less, you're over on Bal Tigra, yeah. Right? That's important. The ribui of each kanaf being a separate mitzvah. Maybe it doesn't mean it's a separate mitzvah. It just it's not a masur, maybe.
Yeah. But your original question was that you should be able to if each quarter is a mitzvah of Ne'atzmo. So then you should make a bracha on each.
You should be able to make a bracha on three.
On three. So how? So that's what the Malbim is asking. How come that wasn't mentioned as a nafkamina in the Gemara?
Somehow you have to explain that a separate mitzvah doesn't really mean a separate mitzvah the way we understand it, a separate mitzvah.
saying it's a separate mitzvah.
I don't want to mention tariag because we don't want to talk about that.
You still can't do it.
Yeah.
But each one is a separate mitzvah. It's, the way he's understanding it, each one is a separate mitzvah. But yet, it'll be Valtigra. So a Katchili can never do such a thing. But you wouldn't violate Shabbos. Because Lamaise, you did a mitzvah. Each one is a separate mitzvah. But then you also violated Baltigra. So you can't do it. And you can't make a bracha. But Lamaise, you did a mitzvah. You can't say, Asher k'dashon of mitzvahs of tzivanu on three. Hashem didn't command me on three. Hashem commanded me on four. Even though each one is...
So why does it mean it's a separate...
Each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma.
So why does that mean it's a separate mitzvah? What does it mean mitzvah b'fnei atzma?
That you, in other words, you'll get a mitzvah. If you would wear shot, if it would be shatnez, you would say, I say dochalosas.
You would say.
Right, that's what
so
the
how is it motigra? You were Makayim.
You're supposed to Makayim four, and you're Makayim three. So you did three mitzvahs.
There must be
but
some.
But then you did a chisaron, then you didn't do the fourth.
So there must be a fifth mitzvah. That you have to do all of them. There are four individual mitzvahs.
Exactly. There's four individual mitzvahs, and each one is significant. then there's another thing that you have to really do all of them. But you did something, you accomplished something with each one.
For some reason, you can't make the bracha. On the individual. On the Klolius.
Yeah.
Never heard of anything like that. I don't know.
That's what the Malbim is seemingly saying. In other words, well, you could say that it's not true. Maybe in a Hanami, the Gemara doesn't give every nafkamina that could have given. You know, sometimes they give a nafkamina, like it's sort of, you know, and then you get the idea. They don't have to give every single nafkamina. But he's saying, right? He's saying a big chiddush that it's everyone has a separate mitzvah. But if you don't do all four, then you violated Baal Tigra.
So does that mean? Wait a minute. So does that mean that, in other words, if you only do three, then you weren't. In other words. You weren't Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. You weren't Mekayim mitzvah.
You did three mitzvahs. Each one was a mitzvah, but and therefore, if it would have been shatness, it would be fine because that's the dochalos asay.
And Shabbos,
but still, you can't make a bracha. And if you go on the street on Shabbos, you'd be violating chotzah because you didn't finish it. In other words, like you said, it's two things. Each one individual one has a significance. And then the Klolius did.
Why should the criterion for bracha be different than the criterion for shatnez or for masoy?
Right. The Torah should be the same. All or nothing. Either it's essay dochalosas, so it means he did the essay, so you should be able to make a bracha. But because the second thing, like you said, that you're supposed to, there's a mitzvah, each one is it's a funny hagdara. Each one is a mitzvah of ne'atzma. And it's an essay, but then there's a separate thing that you're supposed to do all four. But it doesn't mean that if you did three out of the four, that you did nothing. That's the one opinion. One opinion says that Rabbi Shmuel says each one is mitzvah v'atzma, but if you didn't do all, you didn't. You also violated something. And Tanakhama says no, it's all nothing. If you didn't do all four, you did nothing. But maybe in a Hanami, maybe the simple answer is in a Hanami that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's all four is a mitzvah for the atzma, and in a Hanami, you could make a bracha, and in a Hanami, it wouldn't. That's a simple shot. But he says, so why did the Gemara write that as a nafkamina? So he comes up with this new idea that you really. Like when Rabbi Byron said, there's two, each one is mitzvah v'atzma, but then there's still a klolius dikadin of all four. Because everyone agrees to that. No one is just going to say, l'chatchila, okay, you want to do one, do one, you want to do two, do two. No, you have to do all four. But if you did only two, you did something. And the nafkamina is that if it would be shatness, then you would say, I say, dofel lo sase. Wow. But this is a tremendous chiddush, this malvin, to have that akdar. The balabatish way would say, and in Akhenami, it should be all the same. If you can make it, like you said, Rabbi, if it's not shatness, then you should be able to make a bracha. If you can say essay don't follow essay, then it's an essay. You should be able to make a bracha. Yeah. Meredith. Okay. The Malbim. Malbim was a big machadish. Okay. Tain divrei ha'orchas chai. Okay, that's question 12. Okay, it was worth spending the time to say it out, to have a havana in this mouth. So yishkayach rabbi. It's worth saying it. This past summer, I visited one of my Talmud Chacham, Reb Chaim Talmud Gutman from Williamsburg. I visited him where he was staying in the mountains. And I asked him, so which sefer should I use? I'm learning, I'm doing tzitzis this year. Which sefer should I use? He said, the Malbim. That's what you have to use. You have to use the Malbim. So that's so Mekayim that page 19 is the Shar Blot. A-L-I B'Sh Malbim. See, people, you know the Malbim more as a farish, you know. But his halachic part is less known. Like Rav Shechter likes to say that when the Maral was alive, he was known as a posik. After he passed away, and his writings that he left us are more hashkafa and machshava, he's known like in that world. We don't, you know. But there, he's quoted in the poskim, the Maral. You know, he's quoted in the Shach and the Magen Avraham. You know, his psukim are quoted, but. He's not as known for that as he's known for the mysticism, and like Rav Kook, who made him famous, and then Rav Huttner, who's a Talmud of Rav Kook, made it even famous in more the yeshivish world, because Rav Huttner was a Talmud of Rav Kook, but then he was part of the yeshivish world also. So then the Maral became accepted in both worlds. Okay, now Tein Divrei Orchas Chaim. The Inyan Alovish Kamen Godim. So the Orchas Chaim says a similar thing to the Baal Iter. What page is the Orchas Chaim? Is it in this packet or in the next packet? I said it's in this packet. So where's the Orchas Chaim, Rabosai? Is it in packet base? Maybe it's in packet base. Maybe I made a mistake and I said I'll pack an aleph. Because the Orchas Chaim says the same thing, that if you have many begodim, you only make, yeah, it's on page, it's on packet base, page 11. Eked delavish trei malbushim ogimel Baladala Kanfo, so Yosir, Yesh Machlok has made a poskim. So, if you're wearing more than one beget, so do you, Yesh Omer Tzarech Mahatel Tzitzis Makulo, Yesh Omer Tzarech Ela Be'elion, Be'enechem and maybe Rael Tvarv, Ela Be'shikul Adas, so Zeva Tov Pashuk, she ain't low Dala Kanfos. Well, Engel Ksus, well, Dalit Ella Hachaluk of Bishu Tachto and Chayim Hatel Botsitzis. So he says, the Machlok is a postgame where you have to put tzitzis on every beget or only on the beget Elio. He says, the Machlok is, but he says, Ein Echad Mehem Mevi Rayel Dvarav, El Mishikul Hadas. Again, The Bala Iter said it within what made a machlokes out of this between whether it's a Chovas Gavr and a Chovas Talis. If it's Chovas Talis, every beggar, and Chovas Gavr not. He doesn't say whether it's, but he says it's a machlokes you know, whether you have to put on every single one. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, we say it's Mefarish in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, on page 15. Siman Ches, Sif Yud Beis. Yim Yesh Lo Kama Begodim Shal Arba Kanfos. Kulam Chayovim Metzitzis. Loshon Kulam Bulo Hefsim. So that's this Psach and Yud, that's Rav Scheinberg. Yim Yesh Lo Kama Begodim Shal Arba Kanfos. Kulam Chayovim Metzitzis. So the Aruch HaSchaim says, yeah, but that's a machlokes. Not everyone agrees to that. Maybe only one beggar is Chayim Metzitzis. Maybe only the beggar Elyon.
Does all of
them,
every
day
eat, or does he
pay? He just says it's a machlokes. Look, you have the Aruch HaSchaim on page 11 in the packet base. He says it's a machlokes. Zed of Hashish Emil Ksus Baldal El Hachaluk. And he says, and even if it's the other gun, but he says, it's a machlokes. Yesh machlokes ben apostim. And he doesn't necessarily say the machlokes is totally whether it's a chofes gavra or chofes man. He says, the machlokes apostim. So it's the Baal Eter is one who made it totally on that. Well, you could say that everyone holds its chofes gavra, and then still there's a machlokes. Of course, if it's Chovas Mana, everyone should agree that every beggar needs. But if it's Chovas Gavra, within the Chovas Gavra, you could say that.
But the Baal Eter said,
I don't know. He says the top one, but is it. After the, maybe it was the top one is the more noticeable one. In other words, I'm questioning, like, in a chanami, whether, say, you would put it not on the top one. It would be, Pasha's, maybe just Elion is it's more noticeable? I don't know.
Maybe it would be Marisayan. Maybe it would be Marisayan.
Marisayan, yeah, okay, right. Okay, number 14. Tein shitas harosh, belovish kama begadim. Right. So the rush speaks about. So the rush is going to be the source. Let's see. Where's the rush? Because the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, is quoting the rush. Shulchan Aruch that says that you have to put on every single baggage. On page 9. Mikanyesh Raya, the Adam Shulovish Talis Cotton, Shodosi Kolayom, Shahumis Palo, Statev Tzarek Lavarach. The Chaim Adam was a Tzitzis Bechol Habagodim Shalom, Shahish Menahal Vatafis. Chol Chad and Chad Mitzvah Napa, Ve'api Nafshe. And the Satav Behem Bze Achaze will have such Murach Achas Ashtayim. So the Rosh is the source of the Shulchan Aruch. That's Rav Scheinberg. Every single beggar. And Pashas is not only because of his mana, because the Pashas we don't hold Chovas Mana. We hold Chovas Gavra, and yet the Shulchan Aruch still says to put on everyone. And the Bala Iter. So the Rosh is the one that says it's Chayim. The Baal Eter says it's totally the Machloikas, and the Aruch HaSchaim also has. So you have those three Rishonim speak on this topic. And what about Shitas Rashi? That's the next question. I left out of the question to say Tain Shitas Rashi, but Tzitzis Chovas Gavra. So someone claimed that maybe Rashi also wants to say that it's. Let's see. On page 4. Misavris. Tovas Gavrahu, Lakai Mitzvah Sitzis, Ma'achas Mehem. the potter achachrisi. So Rashi's someone to say that they think we'll see in the Hasaras Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer's grandson. They want to point out from this Rashi that when he defines Chovas Gavra, he says Chovas Gavra lekayim mitzvahs tzitzis ba'achas mehem. As you can put it only one beged, and other ones are potter. So I'm going to say that maybe Rashi is also from the school of thought, not like Rav Scheinberg, the school of thought to put it only on one beged. Okay. Okay. Mash. Okay. Question 16. Mad daik ha'orchas chayim mi'pasuk al arba katlas susko mi'pasuk al kanfei vigdeyim. So in the Doros Tshuva, Divin Aleph, the two psukim, right? Once the pasuk says, "The bear blaze from Absalom tzitzis al kafei vikdeyem," and then "Gedilim tasel chal arba kafos tzuzo." So we should have to look in the Hasaras Tshuva here. From page 19 going on to page 20. So he, let's find the line here. Yeah, look on page 21. Well, you and Besaros Tshuva, come on. Page 21 on the left side, the paragraph on the left side of 21 that begins Aval. He says, "Mashkazav Yashik Dash Yotzim Yidechova Gam Talvesim." It's not the. One I want to show you is on page 21 on the top right. Top right. V'chein mashma, hashtu the crop. Kedirim tasem lecha al garbas kantfos ksuscha shetechaseba. Loksiv ksuscha ksusai secha loshen rabim. Loksiv ksuscha loshen yochid. Mashma derat beged echa shalovish chayv mitzitzis below shar begadim. But what does it say? Vasulam tzitzis al kafei vikdehem loshen rabim. That's only to tell me that the Gemara uses that pasuk to tell me that a beged of shutfim is chayv mitzitzis. So that's why it says loshen rabim. But those the two psukim. One is loshen. There was the two psukim legabei tzitzis. One pasuk is. In Shlach, and one is Kisesa. So, and one is Loshen Yochid, and one is Loshen Rabin. Al Kalfe Vigdehem in Shlach, Loshen Rabin, and Al Bar Kalfas Ksuska, Loshen Yochid. So his word is, so he wants to say Pshat and Rishonim, not like Rav Scheinberg, that you have to put only on one beged. That's because it's Loshen Yochid. Dilum Tasalucha Al Arba. And there's a pasuk Loshen Rabim. That's not to tell me, but that Gemara is a drasha. Look, Loshen Rabim, but even Shutfim. So that's how the Soros Tshuva explains those Rishonim. Why only one beggar? Number 10 shitas, question 17. 10 shitas behag, meaning in talis kovas gavra. So let's see the behag. On page 8. Talis from Menachas Kufs Kaptur Ben Atzitzis, my time Kovas Gavra, Vilkas Atzitzis Kovas Gavra. Mit Kavri, mit Divarchina, Risate, mit Zitzis. Ituf Mitzvah. So he paskins that it's Kovas Gavra. And that's why we make Risate. That's why he makes the Tatif. But that's the Bahag Shita. Bahag Shita is that it's a Chovas Gavra. And Tate Sugi Bechulam.
I just thought of something. If a person is selling begadim for tzitzis, and they're not mitzuyatzim, mitzuyatzot. They're separate. In other words, he sells the tzitzis separate and the begad separate. Is he over on according to the Chovas Mana?
You mean if you hold it's Chovas Mana?
Yeah, he has 20 begadim in his store.
Right. He has 20 begadim in his store that don't have tzitzis on. So if it's a chovas mana, well, sorry, he has to do his kids. No, but if you say it's a chovas mana, and you keep tzitzis in the store, you're going to sell it, but you keep it in the store. Say some people want to make their own tzitzis. They want to tie their own tzitzis. So you're keeping them untied. So maybe, assuming you want to fulfill, like, you know, we saw the Baal Eter holds, that's Chovas Mana, and we saw the Marshal put in the Bach, says that they used to check the tzitzis before when they put it in the Zekel, because it's Chovas Mana. No, but if you hold Chovas Mana, you don't have to wear it.
No, but you're not going to wear it.
No, but you're going to sell it to somebody who's going to wear it. In other words, what Jake Silberger maybe is saying is that maybe for you it's omid l'schara. It's like, just like you don't have to put tzitzis on a dining room tablecloth. So for you it's not omid l'lvish, it's omid l'schara. I'll tell you what it's like. Let me tell you the following. There's an unbelievable psak that some poskim had. Rav Avadi Yosef gave this psak. Rav Avadi Shlita doesn't like this psak. And that is the following. If you own a restaurant, okay, you, the owner of the restaurant, you have to be Toivel the Kalim. But you say, for you, it's not Klei Suda. For you, this is Parnassa. This is Schoira. So Rav Avadi said, there's a Peladik Psach. Rav Avadi thought, no. But your Schoira is to have to invite people to have a Suda. You'll charge them, but it's not a freebie. So Rav Avadi didn't like this Pula to say that since it's in other words, your part purpose that you bought it is not for Suda, it's for Schoira, and you wouldn't need it. And everybody says, of course, if you have a restaurant, you have to be titled the Kalim. So the same thing maybe you could say over here, if you assume like Ravadi. In other words, this begit for you is not a begit for Malbush, it's a begit for Schoira. The person who's going to buy it from you, for him, it's Malbush. So I want to make it a tushtel between those two. But if you don't hold it from that svara by Tfilas Kalim, then maybe you shouldn't hold it from here. And maybe if somebody does it, it's because he follows the Ikashita, that's Chovas Gavra. But that's a good question. I like your question. It's a geshmaka question. And then question 18 is, Tena Sugi B'chulam B'dogela Talash of Shutfa. Right, that was the question of Talos or Shudra, and we said that that's the source of the Loshen Rabin. Big Dehem is the Rabbos Talos or Shudra, that's Chayav and Tzitzis. Okay, so we did a lot today. It was a good Gishmak Alimut today. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Shir is at 11 o'clock, Tuesday schedule. Okay, Shkoya. Okay. Mordechai, how are you?
I'm not the best, but trying to get better.
Okay.